الله أكبر 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 ولله الحمد. اللهم لك الحمد والشكر على ما أنعمت به وأوليت، لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين وأنت أرحم الراحمين. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. Allah is great. All praise are due to Him. Allah is great as the voices of the believers are raised praising Him. Allah is great as the doors of heaven are wide open in this blessed day, as the Merciful ascends upon His servants, showering them with His mercy and forgiveness. O our Lord, You willed to forgive us. You willed to forgive Your servants. They're asking for Your forgiveness. They came from afar to answer the prayer, to answer the call of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. You invited them to be Your guests so they will be forgiven. You are gracious and merciful. We are all in gratitude and thankfulness to You, our Lord. You gathered us here in this blessed day, in the celebration of Eid al-Adha, as our brothers and sisters are all gathered in Your house, rejoicing, happy, echoing the voices of the Muslims around the world, united in brotherhood and sisterhood, an extension of the time of our prophets Ibrahim wa Ismail and Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Muhammad is the answer to the prayer of Ibrahim wa Ismail when they said, Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulam minhum. Our Lord sent to them a messenger from amongst themselves to recite for them Your scripture, to teach them, to teach them wisdom, to purify them. They are in Mecca commemorating the events of Sayyidina Ibrahim and his wife Sayyidatuna Hajar and their son Sayyidina Ismail alayhim salam, an extension in time and place and faith, showing total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing the victory of faith over temptations with a human compulsive effort to show devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leaving behind the comfortable life, leaving behind their families to answer the call of Sayyidina Ibrahim, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَىٰ كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ, and call unto mankind the pilgrimage, and they will come to you on foot and on every lean camel. They will come from every deep ravine, saying, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ. Here I come, our Lord. Here we come to answer the call. One human mass focusing on the mission, one direction, one movement, one ummah, carrying the message in their hearts, cannot be broken nor interrupted. The message of mercy and peace, the message of justice as well. Shoulder to shoulder, rich and poor, young and old, men and women. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in his hadith, no supremacy of a white over a black or brown or red. No supremacy of an Arab over non-Arab. No supremacy of any person over any human being except by righteousness. This is the message of Islam. This is the message that we adhere to as Muslims and as part of this country. Your Lord is one, your father is Adam, alayhi salam. We are so proud to be part of this ummah, part of the fabric of this nation, part of this country of ours, promoting peace and equality, promoting the universality of Islam, the message of peace and justice. Learning from our father Ibrahim alayhi salam, the epitome of human equality, submission to the will of God Almighty. Sayyidatuna Hajar was the great example of real Muslim mother, wife, and a leader. She kept her faith in God. When Sayyidina Ibrahim left his son and his wife in the barren land in the desert, and she said, لَنْ يُضَيِّعَنَ اللَّهِ, Allah will never abandon us. She kept her faith in God. The first lesson that we learn, that no matter how grim the situation, your belief in God is the source of your success. Movement, looking for an answer always. Sayyidatuna Hajar was seeking survival for her and for her son, newborn son. Her story is exactly like Sayyidatuna Maryam alayha salam. It's very similar. When she was in labor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed her to shake the tree so dates will come down for her. Do the work, even though when you are in the weakest point. Give us the glimpse of the ordinance or the law of God. Hustle, do not panic. She gave us a lesson in a woman as a leader. To be active, do not stop looking for an answer or a solution, no matter how helpless we are. She learned from our father Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah says, إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ كَانَ أُمَّةً قَانِتًا لِلَّهِ حَنِيفًا وَلَمْ يَكُ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Abraham was a whole community by himself, obedient to Allah, exclusively devoted to him, and was not polytheist. To Hajar, Sayyidatuna Hajar taught us that leaders do not blame others for their mistakes. She did not blame Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. She dealt with it under harsh circumstances. She produced a leader out of hardship and struggle in Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. From his progeny came Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A woman leader in our Islamic history was born, and she lived, had she lived now, to see how many thousands, millions of people following her footsteps until the day of judgment. The fruits of her struggle are here. One God, one message. Thousands of years passed, people still follow her footsteps. Dear brothers and sisters, women are in the forefront, role models to our young generation, leaders of our society, speakers, thinkers, teachers, and volunteers, shoulder to shoulder with their counterpart. No success will be achieved without significant contribution, partnership, involvement of the other 50% of our society. No success without movement, dear brothers and sisters. Sayyidina Ibrahim challenged tyranny, examples in his father. Challenged tyranny, example of the king. He was arguing for his faith. All his life is a challenge to prove to us that when you are right regardless of how grim the situation is. When you put your trust with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody can defeat you. We as Muslims have to learn from Sayyidina Ibrahim to be the voice of the voiceless, the strength of the weak. In our time, dear brothers and sisters, there are too many parts of the world where human rights are being violated. In Kashmir, for example, a major abuse of human rights from mass killings, enforced disappearances, torture, rape, severe human rights abuses against Kashmiri civilians by Indian militants. About 95,000 people were killed since 1989. Our voices should be amplified as mandated in our religion, not to be silenced. Our faith dictates on us to be their voice, to do whatever we can do in our power to relieve their sufferings, to help them as Sayyidatuna Hajar struggled to find a solution for her problems. Help those who are in need, who are being violated in different parts of this world. May Allah be with them in these dire times. Ud'u Allah. Allahu Akbar. 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 Sayyiduna Ismail was a young man. My message now is for the youth, and it's for the elders also. His father Ibrahim consulted him about a vision he had, and he said, "Oh my father, do whatever God has ordained to you, has ordered you. You will find me, inshallah, a patient man." This is the example of Sayyidina Ismail, the young person, and the example of his father that he consulted with him in the very important situation about his life. The lesson of sacrifice. This is the message of Sayyidina Ismail. Ibrahim had his sacrifice, something that none of us will ever be asked to do, thank God. On this day of reflection and remembrance, what will sacrifice look like in your life as a young person coming into this life? You have a future ahead of you. What will you offer of yourself to show your love and care for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your community and your country? Your sacrifice is to be sometimes specific to your time and context. It does not have to be painful or excruciating, but meaningful and rewarding. Emphasizing on the meaningful sacrifice, doing something meaningful gives you reward in the now and in the hereafter. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam treated the youth as if they had something to offer to the community, to their country. What can you offer your community to be rewarded for? This is the challenge. Put that challenge in your life. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave many young people jobs that had more responsibilities than the elders were capable of handling. You should decide your future. Your strong faith is your equipment in this life. You should never allow yourself to be pushed aside or made to feel useless or marginalized or unwanted. Instead, you will demand to obtain crucial responsibilities vital to spreading the message of Islam, spreading the message of peace and justice. Challenge yourselves what your sacrifice will be. Stick to your faith. Believe in yourself. You can make the difference in this future, in this country, in your life, in your family. Be the leader that Ismail was, alayhi salam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was able to see the big picture, and the goal was to generate a multitude of young people that were righteous, generous, and pious. Are you possessive of these qualities? Ask yourselves. Ask yourself. May Allah bless you all. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us forgiveness, to grant those people who are sick complete healing, and to grant those who passed away before us mercy and forgiveness. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. One more time, dear brothers and sisters, I would like to remind you, the tickets for the picnic is going to be online. If you would visit the Islamic Center website, tomorrow is the deadline. There will never be tickets sold at the door. Please, may Allah bless you. Eid Mubarak, and celebrate with your family. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.